This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Fear is the Key by Alistair MacLean, read by Jonathan Oliver.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Prologue. May the 3rd, 1958. If you could call a 10x6 wooden box mounted on a four-wheel trailer an office, then I was sitting in my office. I'd been sitting there for 4 hours. The earphones were beginning to hurt, and the darkness was coming in from the swamps and the sea. But if I had to sit there all night, then I was going to do just that. Those earphones were the most important thing in the world. They were the only remaining contact between me and all the world held for me. Peter should have been within radio range 3 hours ago. It was a long haul north from Barranquilla, but we made that haul a score of times before. Our three DCs were old, but as mechanically perfect as unceasing care and meticulous attention could make them. Pete was a fine pilot, Barry a crack navigator. The West Caribbean forecast had been good, and it was far too early in the season for hurricanes. There was no conceivable reason why they shouldn't have been on the air hours ago. As it was, they must have already passed the point of nearest approach and be drawing away to the north, towards Tampa, their destination.